In this session, we shall look at the general principles of rollover relief. You will sometimes see rollover relief referred to as replacement of business assets relief, for the simple reason that the legislation gives a trader relief when he sells a business asset and replaces it with another. Rollover relief is one of a number of ways in which a trader can effectively defer the payment of any capital gains tax, and the way in which the relief works is relatively straightforward. Let us assume that a trader is using a building for the purposes of his trade. We shall call this building the old asset. The trader sells the old asset for £200,000, making a capital gain before any reliefs of £80,000. The reason the trader has sold the old asset is because he wishes to replace it with a new one. His business may be expanding and he needs larger premises. Here the trader is replacing an old office building with a new office building at a cost of £250,000. Where a trader disposes of a business asset and reinvests his proceeds in buying another business asset, he can make a claim to defer the gain he has made. In this example, you will see that the trader sells his old asset for £200,000 and reinvests the whole of his proceeds in buying a new asset for £250,000. The trader has therefore not retained any of the sale proceeds. Where the sale proceeds are wholly reinvested, as in this example, full rollover relief will be available, and the trader's capital gain will be reduced to zero. Rollover relief is a deferral relief, as it pushes the capital gains back to a later period in time. The way rollover relief works is that the amount of the gain deferred, in this instance £80,000, is rolled over and reduces the base cost of the new asset purchased. You will see in this example that the base cost of the new asset has now been reduced from £250,000 to £170,000. Therefore, when the trader comes to sell the second building, because its base cost has been reduced by £80,000, the capital gain on the sale of that building will be uplifted by this amount, i.e. by £80,000. Therefore, the capital gain of £80,000 on the sale of building number one has effectively been deferred until the sale of building number two. The advantage of making a rollover relief claim is that the taxpayer can elect to pay capital gains tax on this £80,000 several years later, therefore obtaining a cash flow advantage. Let us now move on and consider how we deal with rollover relief when the sale proceeds are not fully reinvested. Again, let us assume that a trader sells a business asset for £200,000, realizing a capital gain of £80,000. The trader uses the money to buy a replacement asset. This replacement asset costs £180,000. You will see, therefore, that the trader has not fully reinvested his proceeds of sale. Of the £200,000 of cash proceeds, the trader spent £180,000 and retained cash of £20,000. Where the taxpayer does not spend all of the sale proceeds, the amount of cash retained, in this instance £20,000, is immediately chargeable to capital gains tax. This means that having made a capital gain of £80,000, the taxpayer is immediately charged on £20,000, so the balance, here being £60,000, is the amount of the rollover relief that the trader can claim. Remember that rollover relief is a deferral relief, so this £60,000 will be rolled over and reduces the base cost of the new asset. The base cost of the new asset for CGT purposes is therefore £180,000 less £60,000, equaling £120,000. Again, as we are reducing the base cost of the new asset by £60,000, we will increase the capital gain by the same amount when the new asset is eventually sold. Let us consider one final example on rollover relief. Once again, we have a trader selling a business asset for £200,000, realizing a capital gain of £80,000. He uses part of the sale proceeds to buy a replacement asset. The new building is considerably smaller and costs £110,000. Where a trader has not fully reinvested his proceeds of sale, we must first identify the amount of cash retained. In this instance, the cash retained is £90,000. However, it is not possible for the revenue to charge the trader on a gain of £90,000, as his actual gain is only £80,000. Therefore, the whole of this gain of £80,000 will be immediately charged to tax, and no rollover relief will be available. The rollover relief will therefore be zero, and the base cost of the new asset will remain at £110,000. The gain is therefore £80,000.
This example demonstrates that when the cash retained by the trader exceeds the capital gain, the whole of the gain is chargeable and no rollover relief can be claimed.
There are four basic conditions to be satisfied before an individual can obtain rollover relief. Rollover relief can only be claimed by persons carrying on a trade. Individuals trading as sole traders or within a partnership can claim rollover relief. Rollover relief can also be claimed if a company sells an asset and reinvests the proceeds in a replacement asset. The old asset, that is, the asset being sold, must be used for the purposes of a business carried on by the trader. Rollover relief is also available where an individual owns an asset, but the asset is used by his personal company. Remember that a personal company is any company in which the individual holds at least 5% of the voting shares. The new asset, i.e. the asset being acquired, must be immediately taken into use for the purposes of the trade. It is not possible for a trader to buy an asset and use it for non-trading purposes if rollover relief is to be claimed. A trade, in this context, can include furnished holiday lettings. For example, if a landlord sells a furnished holiday let and makes a capital gain on the sale of the property, rollover relief will be available if the landlord reinvests all or part of the proceeds in acquiring a new furnished holiday let. Finally, if an individual is carrying on two trades at the same time, these two trades are regarded as one single trade for rollover relief purposes. Therefore, if an individual makes a capital gain on an asset used in trade A, he can claim rollover relief by buying a business asset and using it for the purposes of trade B. Rollover relief is only available to a trader who makes a disposal of a qualifying asset and who reinvests all or part of the proceeds in another qualifying asset. The legislation contains a list of qualifying assets at section 155 of TCGA 1992. The most common type of qualifying assets are land and buildings to use for the purposes of a trade. This will typically include shops, offices, factories, warehouses, etc. The goodwill of a business is also a qualifying asset. When a trader sells his business, a major part of the value of the business will often be the reputation of the business and the customer contacts. This is what we mean by goodwill. Fixed plant and machinery are qualifying assets for rollover relief. Note the use of the word fixed. Fixed here means immovable. So assets such as tractors or combine harvesters used by a farmer or vehicles used by traders will not be eligible for rollover relief. Ships, aircraft and hovercraft are qualifying assets, as are satellites, space stations and spacecraft. Milk, potato and fish quotas will also qualify for rollover relief, as will ewe and cow suckler premiums. The qualifying assets you are most likely to see in practice are the top three in the list: land and buildings, goodwill, or fixed plant and machinery. It is important to note that the old and the new assets do not need to fall within the same category. This means that if a trader makes a gain on the sale of a building, he will obtain rollover relief if he purchases either another building or any of the assets on the page in front of you. Therefore, a dairy farmer who sells a milk quota and reinvests the proceeds in space travel will obtain rollover relief. One asset you will not find on the list of qualifying assets is shares. If an individual either buys or sells shares, he will not be able to claim rollover relief. Shares can never be used for the purposes of a trade. A share is simply an individual's stake in a company and is not used for any specific purpose. There are a couple of rules to be aware of with regard to statutory time limits. Rollover relief is only available if the new asset is acquired within a certain period of time. The new asset must be acquired within a 4-year time window, running from 12 months before the sale of the old asset to 36 months afterwards. These time limits can be extended at the discretion of the revenue. Finally here, rollover relief must be claimed by the trader within a certain time limit. That time limit is 4 years from the end of the tax year in which the gain arises. For example, let us assume that the trader sells the old asset in 2010-11. In the absence of a claim, the CGT will be due no later than the 31st of January 2012. A rollover relief claim should be made no later than the 5th of April 2015. Provisional claims for rollover relief are allowed. This means that if the taxpayer sells an asset in 2010-11, has not bought the new asset by the 31st of January 2012, but is intending to buy the asset before the 3-year reinvestment period has expired, HMRC will allow him to defer the capital gain, even though proper computations cannot be prepared. It's worth mentioning here that rollover relief is by no means automatic, and if a trader does not wish to defer a capital gain, he will simply not make a rollover relief claim. This may be the case if the gain is covered by losses or the annual exemption or is eligible for entrepreneur's relief. Where a taxpayer makes a material disposal of business assets, entrepreneur's relief may be available to reduce the chargeable gain. However, do remember that the disposal of a single asset will only qualify for entrepreneur's relief if, when the asset is sold, either the whole or part of the business is also sold. The most likely time when rollover relief and entrepreneur's relief will interact is when the taxpayer is selling their old business with related assets and reinvesting in a new business and qualifying assets. Where this is the case, rollover relief is claimed prior to entrepreneur's relief.